Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
There is so much happy truth in the last few verses of Psalm 16 that we'll have to stay a little longer in this garden of delights. Did I say garden? Yes, that's just where it happened. Quote, "Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb," John 19, verse 41. Psalm 16 prophesies his victory there in these words, quote, "You will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption," verse 10. Peter, led by the Spirit, applies this to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and points out that David here couldn't be speaking of himself, for, quote, "The patriarch David is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day," Acts 2, verse 29. "No," said Peter, "David is not speaking of his body, but," quote, "of the fruit of his body," verse 30, "the special seed of David, the Messiah." Sheol, sometimes translated the grave, was considered the place of disembodied spirits until clarity was given to the afterlife by the New Testament writers. Thus, David refutes the idea of merely a spirit resurrection. Or as the Lord said, quote, "Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have," Luke 24, verse 39. But we can apply these words, quote, "My flesh also will rest in hope," Psalm 16, verse 9, to ourselves. The hope of our resurrection is linked with his. What he now enjoys, we shall surely enjoy as well. The one who is the way qualified, quote, "will show us the path of life." The one who is the truth personified declares that, quote, "in your presence is fullness of joy." And the one who is the life glorified promises, quote, "at your right hand are pleasures forevermore," verse 11. No need to guess who is at God's right hand. Quote, "So then the Lord Jesus was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God." Mark 16 and verse 19.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.